I am actively encouraged by brands that are operating in the metaverse. The reason being is that conceptually, I think that they are ahead of the times. They're joining in sort of the trend, so I'd expect them to be on board with their quality and their reliability as well.
I believe that this type of technology is going to soon take over, and it's going to be the norm for everybody, so I am more inclined to buy from brands that are taking part in the metaverse.
When it comes to the metaverse, the reason I'd be more inclined to interact with companies that are in the metaverse is because they're participating in an area where we are. And I think it's very important to be able to interact with brands in a digital space.
I am more likely to buy from brands that are converting over and expanding to the metaverse because I feel like they're evolving in an age that other ones aren't and the other ones are behind.
With Wendy's, for example, like I saw, it's curious, like I don't know how a restaurant would fit into that, but maybe with like clothing, appliances, things that I'm gonna get in real life, like put in my house or whatever, I could kind of envision.
I don't think I would be inclined to buy things through the metaverse, only because I'm still learning more about it as I'm familiar with it, but I don't think that things in the metaverse are like really things in reality.
Wow. It is always really interesting to see what consumers in the Vox Pop Me community have to say about all different topics. Obviously, a lot of differing opinions on this topic. I'm Jen Vogel, and as you may have guessed already, today we're going to discuss the metaverse. And this is a topic that I have a lot to learn about, and I'm sure a lot of the audience out there, you guys want to learn more as well. So I'm really excited to dig into this topic. You know, we're going to talk about what do brands need to consider? Do they need to be there? How do they know what they should be doing in the metaverse? And to discuss this topic, I'm joined by expert Faith Popcorn, futurist to the Fortune 500, best-selling author, and renowned global speaker. Welcome to the show, Faith.
Thank you so much, and so nice to be here. Am I here, or where am I?
Oh, is that the first question? Where are we right now?
Are we
in real life? Are we in the metaverse? Like, I mean, I have so many questions for you today. I'm really excited to dive in. maybe just to start off, I think so many people just have questions from personal interest perspective. Like, what is the metaverse? How should we as people or companies or brands be thinking about and understanding what the metaverse is?
Well, I'm going to talk to you about the metaverse and give you a very simple definition. The metaverse is an alternate reality that is growing as in real life, we call IRL, gets tougher and tougher to navigate. So it's just an alternate reality. Remind me at the, you know, as we get into this, to talk to you about the multiverse, which is different than the metaverse. I mean, it's bigger.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a topic we could spend a lot of time on. Yeah. I'm only familiar with the multiverse from watching Spider-Man movies with my son. So,
okay.
An alternate reality. My biggest personal question is like, how do you exist in that alternate reality that isn't IRL, as you say? You know, what makes the metaverse different from like a simulation game or something like that?
Well, you know, actually the metaverse, I think, was born out of gaming. Mm-hmm. I know that we were at my company, BrainUserve, we were the first ones to ever do a corporate game. We had a gaming team out of Johnson & Johnson Tylenol, and that was so many years ago, very early. And then, you know, time went by, and then gaming became a place where you could get lost. And smart promoters would put like a brand in it or a concert in it. So you'd be playing a game, but then you'd have a real, you know, live concert, or maybe it wouldn't be so live, like ABBA just introduced their new album, you know, in the metaverse and in real life, but they became avatars. So there's a lot of like a mixing of you know, who you are and where you are. So this whole thing about they, them, theirs, and are you a he, she, I call myself a humanoid. How you show up is also, you know, an aspect of the metaverse. But for those that say, and I hear a lot of Fortune 200 say, I don't know, do we really have to do this? That's what they said, by the way, about, they said that about home delivery. They said that about the internet. And now they're saying about the metaverse. And when they do go in, what do? They replicate in real life, like McDonald's goes, oh, here, I'm McDonald's in the metaverse. That's not what we want. It's like going to France and speaking English. Nobody's going to understand you. So that's another aspect.
Yeah, that sounds like something I really want to dig into. But before I do, I want to take a step back to what you said about, you know, brands or companies that you're working with asking that question. Do we really need to do this? Like, why should I care about the metaverse? You know, why should brands care about it? Where, what is the future of this going to look like that we need to be preparing ourselves for now?
Why you must do this and do it well and do it with velocity and imagination is because you're going where the eyes are, and the eyes and the bodies and the future is in the metaverse. Well, actually, it's going to be in the multiverse, which is multiverse means you don't only go in the metaverse, but the multiverse allows you to live in on different platforms and places at the same time. It's, as the movie said, it is a movie out which everybody really should see, Everything Everywhere All at Once. And that relates to our trends. You know, we have these 17 trends. The 99 lives trend is blown up with this. People have to be everywhere and be everything and be doing it all at once.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And so you say, you know, this is where all the people are going and where they are. So brands really need to be doing this and doing this well. So those are two very different things. What does it mean to do it? And what does it mean to actually do it properly? Like, what kind of mindset, I guess, do people need to get into to think about doing it differently? I love your description that you said before. You can't go to France and speak English. So how do you do this well?
Well, you do it well by really understanding where you are when you're in the metaverse and the multiverse and making friends in there. Like recently, I was interviewed by a frog in the metaverse. It was a Unilever film. And, you know, and my interviewer was a frog, which actually set up the interview in a very, like, you know, cool way, a little bit like fun way. So we're going to be interacting with animals. We're going to be becoming animals. We're going to be interviewed by animals, animals and creatures, and playing games like we've never done before. So you need to really understand it and understand that it changes. And that's very tough for the Fortune 500. You know, Fortune 500, like, look, what's the brand? What's the brand mean? Who's the brand talking to, right? But this is, what's the brand mean? Oh, what's the brand mean now? Oh, what's the brand mean now? In a way, Google captured that very early when they changed their logo every day. But this is changing your logo every minute. Who are you talking to? Oops, that's different. Where are you? Oh, that's different. So the idea of fluidity becomes really a watchword for the metaverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that definitely requires a big mindset shift.
Yes.
You know, there's so much to unpack with this, right? Like understanding what the metaverse is. You know, okay, yes, I need to be thinking about it and doing it. What is it? And what was it 5 minutes ago that is now changed? Like, brands haven't really been forced to be that level of agile in any other environment because, you know, in the experiences, right, they're not changing every minute or not changing every day. You know, digital provided that opportunity for those changes every day, like you see Google changing their look every day. But, you know, I guess what kind of tips or suggestions would you give to people that are trying to get into that more fluid mindset to be impactful in the metaverse?
I think you need a very cool team around you. I think you need to play personally. I can't tell you how many CEOs I've asked, have you ever put on an Oculus? And they go, oh, no, I guess I should. It's like that. Do you have a, are you on TikTok yourself? You know, one thing about the metaverse is we want to know who's running things. So we want people to show up, get up from behind their logo, even more and more. There are revolutions in the metaverse. How do you think this idea that people don't want to go back to, you know, in real life IRL work? They don't want to be sitting in a seat in their desk. That's part of it. They're conversing in the metaverse. And if you're not there, fluid, wandering through, having chats, changing your form, how many CEOs are, you know, want to be frogs? If you're not doing that, you don't get it. And if you don't get it, a different brand can actually interrupt you and disrupt you and actually put you down. I mean, put you away. I mean, put you down as in euthanize you.
That's not something anybody listening to this show right now wants. That's for sure.
Forewarned is forearmed, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For sure. And, you know, I think it's really interesting. We just had this conversation internally on our team about TikTok specifically, like, you know, just being on there personally helps you to imagine how you need to show up as a brand. And so I can see that connection with the metaverse. And I think something that a really interesting shift that's happened over the kind of social media years and the digital years is, this leveling of the playing field of everybody has the same opportunity to communicate, to get their, have their voice heard, to be, you know, it used to be that if the in real life interactions required you to have an introduction or a network or bump into someone in a certain way, whereas now it's the playing field is really level. And I think it's interesting what you say about the people behind the logo, behind the brand, really showing up and being part of that conversation. That's really important because, you know, it is that level playing field. So everyone has the same opportunity to interact.
Yeah, right. And maybe they have to show up not in their suits. You know, maybe they have to show up in their frog suit or their dragon suit. Or yes, maybe they have to show up with their team around them. And like, you know, we were just interviewing somebody absolutely this wonderful designer that only designs clothes for, you know, the metaverse. There are going to be clothes for the metaverse and cars for the metaverse. There, Krista Kim, of course, built Mars House, one of the first, maybe the first in the metaverse. There are going to be bars in the metaverse. You're going to go to different bars. And what an opportunity for an alcoholic beverage company to start, you know, a bar, but start a bar in a different way. And maybe every day the bar changes. And maybe a bar becomes, or a place becomes, a new, you know, way to meet people, the new match.com. Maybe it's, you know, matching in the metaverse. Maybe we cross DNA matching with actual, you know, getting together and seeing each other. There's so many, so many places to be. But if you're missing it, or if you're replicating your little in real life presence, like, you know, for instance, like Walmart, oh, here's Walmart here and here's Walmart there. No, that's not it. You're different when you get there.
Mm-hmm. So that brings up a good question that I have is, like, you know, some of those ideas you shared, you know, great. It sounds like the possibilities are endless, really, for creativity, which is really exciting. But what about right now? Like, what are some examples that you've seen of companies specifically that you think are doing something really well in the metaverse?
Well, you know, Gucci is, you know, mashed up now with Roblox. So you can buy digital Gucci products and, you know, you can dress your avatar. So that's kind of cool. Balenciaga has a collab with Epic Games. So I think the mashups and collabs and partnerships, you know, the Epic Games, you know, is the developer behind Fortnite. Coca-Cola, not bad. You know, an auction special edition, loot boxes. That's a little bit plain, but at least it's somewhere in the right direction. P&G just launched a beauty division. you know, in the metaverse called Beauty Sphere. Yeah, okay. A little like, okay, what is beauty in the metaverse? Mm-hmm. Is it changing your genesis? Is it changing your species? You know, that kind of beauty. I don't think that they're getting around that. And then Nike had acquired FKT. It's a non-fungible token studio that produces collectibles. But again, we're copying, you know, okay, here's collectibles. But we don't have the vibe that would have let us like launch the monkey or, you know, other things that really got the interest. So also music in the metaverse, you know, can you sing along? Can it back you up? What are the songs of the future in the metaverse? You know, do you know what I'm saying? It's just not, oh, you know, it's the real thing here. If it's the real thing in real life, it's got to be something different in the metaverse.
Mm, that sounds like a difficult balance to strike, right?
It's
because
not
there's
a balance.
It's not. Okay.
Let me interrupt you, Jen.
Yeah, please.
I think you're just incredible and so smart. And so it's not a balance. It's like my least favorite expression, work-life balance, of which there is no such thing. But it's not a balance. It's a transition. It's an evolution into another form and format. And as people are more getting away from in real life and, you know, what's the next generation of, and I'm not wishing this on anybody, please, but COVID or monkeypox or what, going to tie us more, you know, into our screens. And then I'll take you one step further. Our screens will disappear. You know, the screens will be in air and you will be able to go in with a lens in your eye and like go in. And eventually it's just going to be genetic because as we breed, you know, over and over through generations, that lens will become, you know, part of our evolution. And then, you know, we'll always be able to travel through and in. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really interesting. And I appreciate you challenging me on that because I am so like in learning mode, right, on this. And so what you describe as transition, like, I guess what I'm wondering is, you know, how do brands then transition from in real life into metaverse in a way that like we're talking about, it's so important for the experience to be different and unique in the metaverse. You can't just take what you're doing in real life and do the same thing in the metaverse, but there's still got to be, I would imagine, some level of consistency at the same time. So how do you handle that transition of, you know, maybe it's a consistent voice and a new experience, or you know what I'm saying?
You know what? Okay, I'm not challenging you because I think you're absolutely wonderful.
You to.
And I'm not giving
you
trouble.
To.
But even though my middle name is Trouble, it's not consistent. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
And let go of your consistent, everyday, boring voice that everybody's so used to and so sick of, and go into a new realm and become something better, something different, something that really has an ethic to it, something, you know, where like why, I mean, I've always said, and they're doing a little bit now, like Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola getting together, I think with Keurig also doing a loop recycling effort. But, you know, like maybe Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola want to talk to each other. Maybe McDonald's and Burger King want to talk to each other. Maybe people want to, you know, brands want to get together. Really stop saying if everybody has a sign off for a better life, I don't even know what that is, you know, get together and really make a better life for their consumers. You get cross cuts. So it's not just collabs, it's infusion, and it has color, and it has music, and it has fantasy, and it is freewheeling. So yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
Amazing. Yeah. No, I seriously, like, I want to be challenged on this. Okay. It's so exciting to me. And I think that challenge for anybody, brands out there that are listening, like to let go of that consistency.
Yes.
Like I mean, I'm hung up on that. I'm like, how do you create a consistent and a different experience? Like, let that go. I love that. Like,
because that is, if we're changing every minute in the metaverse and the multiverse, and I see one of your people on LinkedIn, Timothy, just said he saw that movie last night. See that movie. Because you'll understand everything, everywhere, all at once, that you can be many different things at the same time. And there's a lot of fantasy in there. So I think we have to let go of those rule books, you know, of marketing. It's not marketing. It's living.
Okay. All right. We are really getting somewhere. So some of those examples you shared, I just want to like just reiterate, because I think some of those collabs are really interesting. Like, the really high-end fashion brands collaborating with the gaming companies. That, like, these are things that, like you said, I mean, this is very different. This is not something that's happening in real life, right? So seems like the ones that are kind of trying to maintain that consistency, like where the headspace I'm stuck in, are actually the ones that aren't doing something all that interesting. And the ones that are really thinking outside of the box are really making a wave. So I just wanted to reiterate that. And I think that's really interesting. How do brands know that the time is now to get involved with the metaverse? Wow. You know, I've seen a lot of like social media backlash and kind of, and maybe it's more for the brands who aren't doing it in an innovative and interesting way, but saying like, you know, stop just going on the metaverse. Stop just doing it to try to be innovative and different. But, you know, how do they know, like, we're ready, like, this is it, the time is now, and we need to start doing something?
Because it happened yesterday. And it happened last month and last week and last year. And if you think, am I ready? I mean, you're still saying, am I ready? It's just like, you know, I remember when I delivered a talk once for a very big CPG, enormous, right? And I'm going like, don't worry so much about Walmart, because everything's going to be home delivered, and people are going to, like, you know, go on the internet, and soon they're going to be able to buy, and this hasn't happened yet, off the screen. Like, you'll see like a blacklist, and you'll go, I like that suit. I want that, you know, and you're going to be able to buy. So it's not going to be in stores. It's not going to be so much bricks and mortar. And they just waited and waited. It's like when we went to the alcohol, you know, the beverage companies go, like, people are worried about the water source. So bottled water is coming. And they go, I don't think so. Maybe if I bring out bottled water, they'll think there's water in my beverage. Like, how dumb are these people, do you think? So, you know, it's late. We're late. We don't have the language. We don't have the belief system, you know, Ready Player One. I mean, how many years did that movie, and the book is much better, by the way, but, you know, saying that it was a destructed planet, but people were living in this metaverse and they were living in a game. And in a way, we are living in a game, you know? So I think the things to think about, and the way I loosen up maybe our clients, we give them a tour in the metaverse and we try to loosen them up, is this way. If you went to heaven, some people still believe in that sweet construct, you know, what would it be? Would you be like worrying about your MBA or your thesis? I mean, you'd be floating around doing stuff, meeting people that live before. And in the metaverse, we are going to be able to like interact with our departed relatives or departed heroes and actually, you know, go into how it was and actually like have our kids, great educational possibilities, play, you know, one side or the other in the Civil War, learn history that way. Training, beautiful. Doctors can be trained in the, you know, in the metaverse without risk and perform operations. Somebody asked about, you know, health and wellness. You know, how do we give those messages? There's so much to be done. I think fewer and fewer people are going to be living. It's going to be not in real life. It's going to be in real metaverse.
Yeah, that's really interesting. And as you mentioned, kind of seamlessly transitioning between.
Yeah.
I want to address a couple of the questions coming in on LinkedIn. Thank you, Timothy. Yes, the name of the film we're talking about is Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. So go and check that out. It's really, really interesting. We have a question here from the audience about can you maintain your positioning as a brand but still make your mark in the metaverse?
No.
No.
You need to have a fluid transitory positioning. What day are you talking on and who are you talking to and what's going on that day? So when you go on TikTok and you have a mashup with a singer, you know, and you can do that dual thing and you sing along, or, you know, like maybe I want to like be in the metaverse and like be in Ukraine and like be talking to the people in the street or in the shelter, or, you know, maybe I want to be like a, you know, singing with Beyonce or floating around the pond with her, or it's going to be fluid. And, you know, it's so funny. We're talking so much about fluid gender, but I'm talking about fluid life. Fluid branding, fluid everything.
Mm-hmm. I would like to float in a pond with Beyonce for sure. but, you know, I think with the positioning question, it's not that much different from how we use segmentation in real life, right? Like we don't necessarily, or most brands don't use the same positioning for all of the...
But it's still rigid.
It is still rigid.
This is how we talk to Hispanic people. This is how we talk to young people and old people, when young people and old people have a lot in common. So
yes. Yeah. And I don't necessarily mean segmentation in terms of demographics, right? I think we've done a better job of thinking about people in terms of their interests and what they care about, as opposed to just their gender and age. But there's a lot of segmentation work that goes in. And, you know, maybe we should be thinking about the different, like, who we're interacting with in the metaverse and what they care about there versus, you know, somebody who's walking into our storefront to buy XYZ product. Right. You know, it's a different experience for sure.
Well, suppose you can't have a baby. And suppose this is my dream. Suppose you can go in the metaverse and have a universal log of every child in the world that needs parents. And you can see their backgrounds, you know, the issues in that country, maybe the laws, maybe there won't be laws. And you can access globally. How come you can see every car for sale in the world? How come, you know, it just seems crazy. Like, why can't I find, I mean, I have two adopted Chinese kids, so I'm like passionate about, you know, adoption, but a lot of times people would love to like get a baby or get a 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 12-year-old, you know, but they don't know where to do it and where they are. That's a gorgeous use of the metaverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does kind of eliminate some, geographical barriers, right?
Yeah.
It just brings us all a little closer together.
You can see the kid and maybe you could talk to the kid and, you know the background, and maybe it's visually, you know, the background. It could be really good. And you don't have to fill out papers because, you know, the site can read you and understand, you know, you, and look at your criminal record, your IRS record, whatever they need to look at, but not the paperwork is like this. And the barriers are like this. I can adopt a puppy, you know, and why aren't all the puppies out there and dogs out there? Why are there any homeless dogs? But you can get a dog much more easily than you can get a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You really want a baby and you're qualified to adopt a baby. So that's crazy.
So actually, speaking of that aspect, there's a lot of questions coming in, or a couple about data privacy, and specifically around bio data and kind of facial emotion coding. Like, what's your opinion and kind of position on that?
Well, you in the metaverse, you can be whoever you want to be, and you can hide your data, you can hide your gender, you can become like not transgender but trigender or quadruple gender, you can be 5 genders. So I think that and I think the idea of privacy, I mean, anybody, maybe this person does, but privacy is pretty much over. You can find anybody's cell phone number, you can find anybody. So you know, I'm just hoping it's going to be used more for good, and there's going to be some criminality on it. But I think that the, I'm saying policing in the right way, you know, watching over it, the benign watching over it to remove, you know, people that are, you know, evil or poisonous to the metaverse and the multiverse. So you can just pluck them out and bar them, much easier than spending money putting people in jail.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, there's definitely some major benefits to that data being accessible in a different way.
Yeah.
So let's get back to our questions. I really appreciate everybody jumping in and asking questions on LinkedIn. Keep them coming.
This is
super fun. So we already kind of established that, you know, the time is now. Actually, the time was yesterday. We're late. Yeah. If we're not on the metaverse, we are late.
Yeah.
So if you're not, how do you get started?
I have to say you need to, you know, hire or get or confab with people that really know what they're doing. You know, I mean, we've helped a lot of people in. There's a wonderful person named Kathy Hackle that I was talking to this morning. She's really phenomenal. And, you know, I think she could help you get in. There are a lot of people out there that are imaginative, qualified, and not the usual, that really can help you get in. The last thing you should do is ask the people, I think, in your company that have, you know, the digital expert, because this is so much more than digital. I'm telling you, this is like the steps to another place, another face, another existence. So you're going to ask your IT people to help you with this? I mean, no offense, maybe a few can, but usually we go to the wrong source, and that's why we're always like uprooted and upended, because we're asking the wrong people.
Yeah, that's that's great advice for anything. Make sure you're getting guidance from the right people on any topic. But yeah, this is so much more than digital, right? It's really experiential and in really innovative ways. So I love that, you know, make sure you're going to the right people or hiring the right people. And
it's almost like born again, not in the religious sense, but, you know, born again or re-existed, you know, or Uber existences, or, you know, eventually we're going to be able to upload our consciousness to the metaverse. So actually your kids could go to you long after you're physically gone in IRL. But they could go to the metaverse and maybe like have a chat with you, because the programming is going to allow them to still ask you, you know, questions, and they wish you were still around maybe, and ask you some questions and benefit from your experience.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
It's the end of death.
It's the end of what?
It's the end of death.
That is, I mean, beyond comprehension in some ways, honestly. It sounds amazing. So what else should brands be considering as they're getting started, you know, specifically around some potential downfalls and, you know, pitfalls to avoid when getting started, and then some of the potential upsides?
Well, I would like, you know, be like trying things. You know, experimentation is like gone down the tubes. We test everything to death. And I always say, if testing concepts work, then every concept would be successful, which it's not. So, you know, get out there and try something. If you don't want to try it in the name of your company, try it in some other name and see, you know, if you get, you know, response. But I think you have to play, and playing is just about the opposite of what people think is marketing and positioning and MBA-ness and, you know, the rules of and all this and the suits and this. And the fact is that we have thrown away our offices. That's the precursor to the metaverse.
Yeah. I love that you described what to do as play. Right. And we are hung up on experimentation, and, you know, and I think some people have the right attitude about it, of test and learn and fail quickly. And some data is good data. Right. But just playing just puts a lighter spin on it.
Yeah. Jen, you know who I would want to play with? kids. Yeah. I want to play with kids. Yeah. And I also want to play with crazy people. And I want to play with people. You know, there's a whole insider art thing of people that were in insane asylums. You know, I think people that are crazy are really much more like, you know, open and imaginative. So play with crazy people and play with kids and say to kids, like, you know, what are you thinking of? I'll tell you what I dreamed about last night. And I hope it doesn't scare you. But so I dreamed, because I love dogs more than anything else in the whole world. Dogs are my people. And I actually have Japanese chins. If you want to look them up, there aren't that many of them, but they're just so smart and so cute. So I had this dream about a dog. And it came to me like this. It was a little dog, like little Square. And by the way, I'm addicted to TikTok dog things and cat things. So, and it was a little Square. And guess what color it was? It was Tiffany blue. And the dog in my dream came alive. And it was wearing, like Beyonce wears that diamond necklace. By the way, full disclosure, I'm not hired, nor have I ever worked for Tiffany's in any capacity. So it was this blue thing with this diamond necklace. And I thought, my God, suppose a brand could translate to, you know, to life, to real life, like to a not human, but like animal life. Suppose a brand could be a dog. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, I would love a Tiffany dog. Do I want a Cartier dog? Do I want a... Like, do I mean, actually, Bulgari owns like the cats, right? You know, what about a live Bulgari cat? So that has to do with gender, genetic engineering, and how do you color, you know, make sure that the dog is the right color for the brand. But that's how far it's going to go. The crosses, the flexibility, the convergence, and the expression. And the open playing field, and I mean playing as in playing, let's play.
I love it. I think that's a really good place to leave it. That's the recommendation, right? Like, let's get out there and play. And you know what, actually, what you said about, like, well, do I want a Tiffany dog or a Cartier dog? Right now, there's not that choice. So is the one who's first, right? Who does it always. Well.
First. Primacy.
So I hope everybody gets out there and gets onto the metaverse. And, you know, thank you so much for coming and telling us about this. Like, I feel like I've learned so much and I'm excited to learn more. So thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Well, if I talk to you tomorrow, it'll all be different.
It will be. I can't wait. Okay. Well, thanks everyone soon. For listening in, and thanks for all your questions and your engagement. This was a really fun episode. We're going to be back with another episode with Jorge Colacci of Lazy Boy. We will see you then.